ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋ ಬಲಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್. ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು, ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು. ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೇ ಯೇ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು, ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಚಾಂದೋಗ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್, ವಿಚ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ 24 ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಂಟೈನ್ಸ್ 3 ಉಪಾಸನಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ವಿದ್ಯಾಸ್, ನೇಮ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಣವಿದ್ಯಾ, ಪಂಚಾಗ್ನಿ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆರ್ ಪಂಚಾಗ್ನಿ ವಿದ್ಯಾ, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಫೇಮಸ್ ಉಪಾಸನ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ವೈಶ್ವಾನರ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆರ್ ವೈಶ್ವಾನರ ವಿದ್ಯಾ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ 2 ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಡೀಲ್ ವಿತ್ ಪ್ರಾಣವಿದ್ಯಾ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸಮಷ್ಟಿ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಆರ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭ ಉಪಾಸನ, ಆಸ್ ಎಂಡೋಡ್ ವಿತ್ 6 ಗುಣಾಸ್, ಜ್ಯೇಷ್ಠತ್ವಂ ಶ್ರೇಷ್ಠತ್ವಂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಸೊ ಜ್ಯೇಷ್ಠತ್ವಾದಿ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಟ ಹಿರಣ್ಯ ಗರ್ಭ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಉಪಾಸನ ವಾಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ರಿಚುವಲ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಾಸ್ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಮಂತಕರ್ಮ. ಸೊ ಎ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ವಾಸ್ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್, ಸರ್ವ ಅನ್ನೇ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಅನ್ನ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಜಲೇ ಪ್ರಾಣ ವಾಸೋ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ. ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ 2 ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ಸ್ ಗಿವನ್. ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ಫುಡ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸೀ ಆಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಸ್ಯ ಅನ್ನಂ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ವಾಟರ್ಸ್ ಜಲಂಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಸ್ಯ ವಾಸೋ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ಡ್ರೆಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ಮಂತಕರ್ಮ ವಾಸ್ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಫಲಂ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಕರ್ಮ ವಾಸ್ ದಿ ಶ್ರೇಷ್ಠತ್ವ ಸರ್ವತ್ವ ಜ್ಯೇಷ್ಠತ್ವ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೇಷ್ಠತ್ವ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಿ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್, ಲೀಡರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಸ್ಪೆರಿಟೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೈಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿತ್ ದೀಸ್ 2 ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ 5th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಈಸ್ ಓವರ್. That we concluded in the last webinar, and now from the 3rd section of this chapter onwards we will enter into the 2nd upasana, which is a very famous upasana called panchagni upasana or panchagni vidya. Here vidya means upasana, that we already mentioned. So this is from the 3rd section to the 10th section of this chapter, panchagni vidya, and this upasana is taught in the form of guru shishya samvadaha. And this purpose is what? That even the upasana should be really learned from a guru for maximum efficacy. Similar to, for example, a mantrovadesha that we receive from a guru for extra efficacy. Similar to upasanas like Sri Vidya upasana, they are prescribed in the form of guru shishya parampara, just as Vedanta. That is the idea here also. So to bring the teacher and student together, a story is introduced, just as in Kathopanishad, where there is a story to bring Nachiketas and Yamadharmaraja together. And the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita is meant for bringing Krishna and Arjuna together. Similarly, here also, this Akhyayika is Guru Shishya Samvada Rupena Bodhanartham. Now let us read that portion now. Tritiya Khandaha.
Shvetaketurharuneyaha ಪಂಚಾಲಾನಾಗುಂ ಸಮಿತಿ ಮೇಯಾಯ ತಗುಂಹ ಪ್ರವಾಹಣೋ ಜೈವಲಿರುವಾಚ ಕುಮಾರ ಅನುತ್ವಾಂ ಅಸಿಷತ್ ಪಿತಾಂ ಇತ್ಯನುಹಿ ಭಗವ ಇತಿ ವೇತ ಯದಿ ತೋಧಿ ಪ್ರಜಾ ಪ್ರಯಂತೀತಿ ನ ಭಗವ ಇತಿ ವೇತ ಯಥ ಪುನರಾವರ್ತಂತ ಇತಿ ನ ಭಗವ ಇತಿ ವೇತ ವೇತ ಪ ವೇತಪಥೋರ್ ದೇವಯಾನಸ್ಯ ಪಿತೃಯಾನಸ್ಯ ಚ ವ್ಯಾವರ್ತನಾ ಇತಿ ನ ಭಗವ ಇತಿ ವೇತ ಯಥಾಸೌ ಲೋಕಃ ನ ಸಂಪೂರ್ಯತ ಇತಿ ನ ಭಗವ ಇತಿ ವೇತ ಯಥಾ ಪಂಚಮ್ಯಾಂ ಆಹುತಾ ವಾಪಃ ಪುರುಷವಚಸೋ ಭವಂತಿ ಇತಿ ನೈವ ಭಗವ ಇತಿ.
ವೆರೆವರ್ ಎಲಾಂಗೇಟೆಡ್ ದರ್ ಆಸ್ 3 ಮಾತ್ರ ಡ್ಯೂರೇಷನ್. Once upon a time, there was a person called Shvetaketu. It starts with the story. who was the grandson of Aruni, Aruneyaha, the grandson of Aruni and the son of Gautama. And Shvetaketu goes to the assembly of the Panchala Raja, the Samiti, the assembly of Panchali Raja, who was known as Pravahana Jaivalihi, name of the Raja. And his original name is Pravahanaha, but he was called Jaivalihi because his father was Jivalaha, like Dasarathi. So Jivalasya Apatyam Puman Jaivalihi. And as Shvetaketu went to this assembly, he had already learnt a lot of things from his father Gautama. And he had a little bit of arrogance also, especially he is also young. So Vidya Garvam he had. And King Pravahana Jaivali also was a great scholar. And he asked Shvetaketu, Kumara, Anu Tva Asishate. Anu and Asishate should be read together, Anvasishate. So did you learn from your father? Learning from father, including Vedadhyayanam, is considered superior to learning from any other teacher. So such people are given special treatment, also status, it seems, those days. And Shvetaketu said, of course, I have learned everything. And these days, if someone says that they have learned everything, we wonder, oh, how he learned so nice and all that. But those days, when someone says like this, immediately all the others, they start to ask questions, because all of them are scholars also. Kings also were scholars. So the king Pravahana asked him 5 questions, which are given in the second and the third mantra. In the second mantra, there are 2 questions, and the third mantra, 2 questions, 3 questions and 2 questions. And what are the questions? All these questions are centered on the journey after life and then rebirth. So how does a jiva leave and how does it take rebirth again? So the first question is, Veta Yedithodi Praja Prayanti. How does jivas travel after death? Adi means urdvam prayanti. Prayanti. How do they go upwards? And Shvetaketu said, Na Bhagavaha iti, I don't know, sir. Na vetmi. So second question he asked was, Veta yata punaravartanta iti, because the third 3 matras I am elongating, even though I am not doing it correctly for the sake of, you know, this chanting, but for to give you an indication, I am just doing this. Do you know how the jivas come back to birth once again? And the third question, and then number 3 that is there in the elongation, is called Plutam. This is just an incidental point. A short vowel is called Hraswa, and a long vowel is called Dirgha, and a very long vowel is called Pluta. And what is the purpose of Plutam here? One commentator says, Upahasartham. That is Plutam. The Raja wanted to tease this person. You say that you are knowing everything, so just to do Parihasa, just to tease him. So the third question is, Devayanasyam Pitriyanasyam Vyavartana. Where do the 2 margas, they separate? What are the 2 margas? Devayana, which is called Shuklagati. We have already seen this. And Pitriyana, that is called Krishnagati. How long they go together and where they separate? Vyavartanta. Where they get separated? That's the third question. And in the next mantra, we get 2 more questions. The fourth question is, Veta yata asau lokaha na sampuryate. Why the heavens, asau lokaha, they don't get overpopulated? There is no population explosion there. Why? Na sampuryate. Heavens, they do not get filled up. We know the answer, because sinners are more than people with punya. And then in the fifth and the main question is, for which the Upanishad, the Upasana is going to come, how does the jala shariram become Purusha Shariram after the 5th oblation? Just only I am stating the question. We are going to see the explanation later. So because the question itself has to be explained, we are only giving the question. Now how does Apaha? Apaha means the Jala Shariram, that is Panchamyam Ahutau, Ahutau Sadyam, Sadisaptami. So after the 5th oblation, Purusha Vachaso Bhavati gets the name Purusha Shariram. That is the question. So in fact, this 5th question and last question alone is the main theme of this section. And based on this alone, Panchagni Upasana or Panchagni Vidya is going to come.
And for each question, what is the answer of Svaitaketu? Na Bhagavaha iti, na Bhagavaha iti. I don't know, sir. Then what happens? That is said in the fourth mantra. We will read.
Atanuki manusishtaha avochataha yohi imanina vidyat katagumsa anusishto bruviteti saha ayarstaha pitur pitur ardhameyaya pituhu ardhameyaya tagumho vacham ananusishya vavakilam ma bhagavana bravit anutvasishamiti panchamarajanya banduhum prashnana prakshit tesham na ekam chana ashakam vivaktumiti saho vacham yata matvam tada yetana avadaha yata hamesham na ekam chana vedam yadyahamim yadyaham imana vedishyam karkatam tena avakshamiti.
So when Svetaketu did not answer the questions, Pravahana Jayavali asked him. He asked, you said that you learned from your father. What did you learn from him? He asked the question. Because these are all important topics in Shastras. And so what did your father teach? And hearing this teasing from Pravahana, Svetaketu felt humiliated. Saha ayastaha. Ayasa means his mind was hurt. He felt very humiliated. So manasi taptaha abhutam. Then putting down his head, Svetaketu immediately rushed to his father. Sorrow got converted into anger as usual and asked his father, especially a teenager perhaps, oh father, you said that you have taught me everything. Really speaking, you have not taught me anything at all. And you have falsely told me. So he was angry with his father. So, ananusishyaha, without really teaching, you said you have taught and sent me. Ananusishya Bhagavan, abravitim, anutva, asisham, iti. Okay. How did I come to this conclusion? He says, I went to Pravahana Jayavali's assembly and he asked me 5 questions. As he tells this, he gets angry with the Raja. Because now the Raja is the one who asked the question. So he gets angry with the Raja without thinking that he doesn't know the answer. He got angry with the Raja. He says, Rajanya Banduhu, that suffix Bandhu is added to indicate lowliness. The accursed king asked 5 questions and I could not answer even one question. Ekam chana asakam. And we have to imagine that he repeated the 5 questions to his father. Again, all those we have to imagine. The first one is, how do people go up? Second one, how do they come down? Where these 2 margas, the Devayana and the other one, the Krishna Marga, Sukla Gati and Krishna Gati, where they get separated? And why heavens never get filled up? And the 5th and final question, how does the Jala Shariram become the Manushya Shariram or Purusha Shariram as given in this sloka? After the 5th oblation. So these are the 5 questions then asked by Pravahana, and Svetaketu repeated these questions to his father. Then the cat was really let out of the bag. Father said, oh dear son, I also don't know the answers for all these questions. But the greatness of the father was, he openly admitted his ignorance and there is nothing wrong in telling I don't know. So what did they do both? Both of them became Sishyas and went to Pravahana Jayavali, the king. Then what happened? That we will read. These are all interesting incidents.
Saha Gautamaha Ragnyordameyayam Tasmaiha Praptaya Arhanchakaram Saha Pratas Sabhagavudeyayam Tagumho Vacham Manushasya Bhagavan Gautamam Vittasya Varam Vrinita Yiti Saho Vacham Taveva Rajan Manusham Vittam Yameva Kumarasya Ante Vacham Abhashataha Tameva Mebruhiti Sahakrishriva Bhuvam Tagumha Chiram Vaseti Agnapayanchakaram Tagumho Vacham Yata Matvam Gautama Vadaham Yete Yamna Praktvattaham Pura Vidya Brahmanan Gachati Tasmadu Sarveshu Lokeshu Kshatrasyaiva Prashasanam Abhuditi Tasmai Ho Vacham
iti tritiya khandaha. So Gautama, along with Swetaketu, you know, he understood, that's all not said here, we have to understand. They go to the palace, to the king's palaces. So Rajnyaha Ardham. Ardham here means the palace, the place or sabha. So Rajnyasya Sabham Yeaya. So Agachama. And then Raja respected Gautama because he was a Brahmana. So he is the teacher, Brahmana. So he respected him and he does all the and the upacharas to him. He got up from his throne, welcomed him and said, whatever money you want, you may ask. Manusham Vittam Vrinita. Because in those days, according to Varnashrama Dharma, a Brahmana cannot do a job to earn money. He has to do Yajnam, Yajanam, Patanam, Patanam, Danam, Pratigraham. These are the Shad Karma, six karmas he has to do. Study, teach, do rituals, officiate rituals for others and give charity and receive Danam. When he teaches Vedas or conducts a ritual, he cannot consider it as a profession and ask for money. As Swamiji says, these days there are rates for Ganapati Homa and all that. You know, which rate one wants, depending on the rate. $100 Homa, $200 Homa, $300 Homa, all that thing. They have got various classes. Even for, you know, all these contracts are happening, even for marriages and all. So according to scriptures, it is a Brahmana's duty to do all these. And whatever he gets as Dakshina, he has to take. No yearning of money. And therefore, these are all those days. So let us not extrapolate today. Many of them, many people don't do Brahmana karma anyway. So whenever he wants to do some noble karma, like yajna and all, he has to go to Yachana from the king. Therefore, king alone should give money for bigger yagas, because many yagas were done for social well-being, ecological well-being, all those things. So Kale Varshadu Parjanyaha are those pratanas. So these rituals were not done for personal purpose by a Brahmana, but for the welfare of the society. So whatever, whoever does this, the king helps. So Raja Pravahana asked Gautama, as for whatever money you want. This money is called Manusham Vittam. So in this sloka, these terms come. Manusham Vittam is the money, is the assistance, material assistance. And the scriptural learning, that is called, that is the Daivam Vittam, intellectual wealth. The spiritual wealth is called Daivam Vittam. So Manusham Vittam and Daivam Vittam. So knowledge of Vedas, Vedanta, scriptures, rituals, they all come under Daivam Vittam. And a Brahmana is supposed to give Daivam Vittam to society through Yajnam, all those things, you know, Yajnam, Yajanam, you know, Patanam, Patanam, all that. And not only that, according to scriptures, the Brahmana alone has the adhikara to teach Vedas. Kshatriya and Vaishyas have the adhikara to learn Vedas. They also have got Yajnopavitam, but they cannot teach. So, three Varnas can learn Vedas, only a Brahmana can teach Vedas. Therefore, this is how the things are those days. And, you know, he cannot do any other work to make a living. Therefore, only a Brahmana alone can teach. In return, he requires Manusham Vittam, because he has to also make a living and lead a life. So, the Raja gives Manusham Vittam to him. Therefore, the Raja says to Gautama, you should ask for Manusham Vittam only and should not ask for Daivam Vittam from me. Because, you know, he knows what can be coming. The situation is going to be different. The irony is being brought out here. And what did Gautama say? I have not come here for Manusham Vittam at all. I have come here only for Daivam Vittam, which gives the answers to your five questions. So he says, Kumarasya ante yam vacham abhashataha tam eva me bruhi. Whatever questions you have asked my son, I want to know the answers for those questions. Now a scriptural rule is what is going to be violated now. A kshatriya has to become a guru and a brahmana has to become a sishya. A kshatriya has to give daivam vittam to a brahmana. Therefore the Raja feels dharma sankatam, because he has to violate the law now. Because they say that before any teaching, the Sishya has to do Pada Puja and all those things to the Guru. And so the Brahmana has to do Varanam of the Guru, Acharya Varanam, Ritvik Varanam, to do Pada Puja and all that. That means here a Brahmana has to do these karmas to a Kshatriya.
In fact, whether the Brahmana feels bad to do this or not, it is not the question, but the Kshatriya king, he feels bad here to accept the puja from the Brahmana. So he says, there is no way out now. So therefore what happens? He says, you are going to learn from me. Therefore you have to go through the necessary discipline. So be with me for some time, for a long, actually he says chiram, long time. Normally we take 1 year, almost like serving him. But the king does not say all that because tadviti, pranipatena, pariprashtena, sevaya, all those things you don't have to do because he's a Brahmana. He doesn't want to say all those things openly. Even if you don't serve me, at least stay with me for that duration, for a long time. So then the Raja himself justifies the discipline by saying that this particular Vidya was originally with the Kshatriyas only. Nobody else knew this Vidya. No Brahmana. They knew this before. Therefore, this is Kshatriya Parampara Prapta Vidya. It has come through the Kshatriya Parampara only. So Kshatriya feels proud and he says, you Gautama, you are going to break that tradition by becoming the first Brahmana to learn this from me. And after that, this will enter into the Brahmana Parampara also. Now it is only in Kshatriya Parampara, it will enter into Brahmana Parampara also. Therefore, you are going to be the pioneer or the torch bearer of Panchagni Vidya. So, if you have to get such a big status, you should be ready to stay with me. So, he says, Yamna Praktvattaha. That is, before you, Pura Vidya na Brahmanan Gacchati. No Brahmana knew this at all. And therefore, Tasmad Sarveshu Lokeshu Kshatrasyaivam Prashasanam Abhut. In all the 3 lokas, Sarveshu Lokeshu, Kshatriyas alone know this Vidya, therefore stay here, I will teach. Then what did Gautama do? The idea is what? If one is a sincere student, one will be ready to do anything, even sacrifice anything, even humiliation and all, he will just bear. Therefore Gautama stayed for that duration of time, and after that time, Pravahana Jaivali is going to teach this Daivam Vittam to Gautama. So with this, the 3 mantras are the 3rd kanta, the story part of this is over. Now from the 4th section onwards, the teaching in the form of Pravahana Gautama Samvadaha, that is going to happen. And in this teaching, he will answer all the 5 questions of whatever he asked. So from the next section, 4 onwards, up to the 9th section. The 5th question is answered in the beginning, because by answering the 5th question, others will become obvious also. Because if this is known, others can be easily understood. We will read. Chaturtha Khandaha. Asau Vava Loko Gautam Agnihi Tasya Aditya Eva Samite Rashmayodhu Maha Aharachihi Chandrama Angaraha Nakshatrani Vispulingaha Tasmin Yetasmin Nagnao Deva Shraddham Jukhvati Tasya Ahetehe Ahutehe Somo Rajasam Bhavati Iti Chaturtha Khandaha. So before going to the details, we will see the essence of the answer. The 5th question, it's a complicated question as I told. What is the 5th question? Panchamyam Ahutau Apaha Purusha Vachaso Bhavati. Apaha means here Jala Sharira. Panchamyam Ahuto means after the 5th oblation. Purusha Vachaso Bhavati. It becomes Purusha Sharira. Jala Shariram, we are going to explain all this. Jala Shariram is going to become Purusha Shariram after the 5th oblation. How? That is a question. Evidently, this is a question of Jiva after death. And the way one is coming back to human life once again. This question is about that. So before going to the details, let us remind ourselves about certain things. Before answering this question, we have to understand certain concepts. How this teaching should be received by us? First question. When we read this question, how do we approach this question? The main purpose of this teaching is not to give us the details of life after death. First, we should understand that. The main purpose is not to give us details of life after death. Because when we read the details, often one may get that doubt. Then, are all these imaginations are facts?
Sometimes it may look such an odd and peculiar ideas, we may wonder whether they are really facts or fiction. Therefore, Shankaracharya makes one point very clear. The whole discussion is meant for upasana. That is the tatparyam, the purport number one. And the second point that Acharya emphasizes, this whole section is to create vairagyam, dispassion, detachment. We have to take only up to that. And how vairagyam comes? If this description is made, one will know that the jiva goes up, comes down, again goes up, again comes down, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, the cycle is going to continue. Thus the jiva does not end at time of death, but jiva's journey continues after death. Thus the cyclic nature of life and therefore the problems of samsara, they are highlighted. So these are the tatparyas of this section. So we should not try to analyze the life after death, because if we do, then we will get into much more questions and doubts. Since the info is not complete and one may get lost in so many questions, and one might try to even find answers in the process, get more questions, then what will happen? We will be so much worried about life after death and forget the original teaching. Therefore, throughout Vedanta, one should remember that Vedanta is never interested in details of life after death. These facts are very hard for us to comprehend. Vedanta is never interested in the details of life after death or returning back. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. No. Then what is Vedanta's interest? It wants to say, you understand there is life after death and also there is returning back. Understand these two clearly and forget them. Forget all of the rest. So here some details are given for the sake of upasana. Make use of them and forget. So this statutory warning one should have, and otherwise it will be injurious to mental health, as Swami says. Okay, what does he say? Some new ideas are also there that we have not seen. At the time of death, the jiva loses contact with the physical body. So the sukshma shariram and karana shariram, they alone are available. This all we have seen earlier. What is death, what happens, and all that we have seen many times earlier. So the sukshma shariram, subtle body, mind with vasanas and all, and the karana shariram, they alone are available, of course, along with Chaitanya. Now here the Upanishad says, the moment the jiva loses the physical body, the sthula shariram, at that time itself, the jiva gets another physical body. This is very, very revealing, and most we have not heard this so far. The jiva gets another physical body in a very, very subtle sukshmatitaram, very, very subtle form. And we will use the term for that, sukshma avastha sthula shariram. So the sukshma avastha, sthula shariram, a physical body which is in the state of a very, very subtle form, the jiva gets at the time of death. So the original sthula shariram is buried or cremated, whatever it is, but the jiva gets this. And again, we should be careful. It is not sukshma shariram. Sukshma shariram is separate. This is sthula shariram only in a very, very, very subtle form. And then Upanishad asks the question, who gives this sukshma avastha sthula shariram? Who gives that? And it says that this person has done lot of rituals. He has given lot of oblations during his life. And here we are talking about a traditional person who has been doing nitya karmas, agnihotras and all that. Such a person we are talking. Therefore, he has acquired lot of apurvam punyam. And these ahutis, oblations, are mostly liquid ahutis. Yes, you know, ghee, milk, yogurt, those kinds of things. So these oblations, they get converted into this sukshma avastha sthula sharira. And it is with Agni Devata now, because all these ahutis are offered into Agni. So this shariram is with Agni Devata now. And what does Agni Devata do? It collects all the oblations done by this person and converts them in the form of sukshma avastha sthula shariram. And after maranam, this jiva drops identification with his real sthula shariram and has to be offered to the Agni Devata. Then what will the Agni Devata do? The Agni Devata will accept this dead shariram, the real sthula shariram,
and in return it will give the sukshma avastha stula shariram that Agni Devata kept with itself. And it is with this stula shariram, the sukshma avastha stula shariram, that this jiva is going to go up. So when they say going up, how this go up? It is not just going only with the subtle, you know, sukshma shariram and karana shariram chaitanyam, but it goes with this subtle stula shariram also. And for the question, is the stula shariram there or not when jiva goes up? The answer is what? For this section, jiva enjoys stula shariram also, karana shariram and sukshma shariram. They are already there. And this jiva goes upwards, and through 5 stages, this jiva again comes back. And each stage is going to be described as one Agni symbolically. So it's symbolic Agni. But the beauty is what? By the time the jiva goes through these 5 stages, the sukshma avastha stula shariram, or this jaliya stula shariram. It is all predominantly. Jaliya means water. Predominantly water. Because it's all panjabhutas only, but predominantly water. Our body is also predominantly water. So along with shariri chaitanyam travels and goes through the 5 stages and gradually become stulam and stulam in each stage. And after crossing the 5th stage, it would become the next human shariram. And after each stage, the jaliya shariram gets converted into a newer form. And so each state is going to be compared to Agni. Because this is a beautiful concept in our tradition. Anything that enters into Agni in the form of oblation, etc., the result is always a superior result. So they offer oblation for getting rain. Rain is the phalam. We offered some ghee and all that, but lot of rains comes. Similarly, they offer oblations for various things, for pashu, putra, all that. Therefore, Agni is compared to a converter, where things in inferior form enter and come out in superior refined form. Like any machine, we send raw materials from one side and get a finished product on the other. So the food also comes in contact with Agni, and the uneatable food comes out in the form of delicious food. Similarly, the inferior food and vegetables enter into our Jataragni. We have got the Jataragni inside the stomach of our system and gets converted into flesh, blood, bones and all that. Therefore, anything that can convert anything from an inferior form to a superior form can be symbolically called as an Agni. So what happens here? The Jala Shariram will go to one place and come out in another form and so on, like there are 5 stages. So 5 Agnis, and the last Agni will be the woman in this cycle. And from the woman, the very same Shariram comes out, it will be in the form of a human being. Thus the mother will be called the 5th Agni, and when we come out of the mother, we got a few beautiful human form. This is how the development is going to be. Okay. So before we go further, we should remember that there are so many details that the Upanishad does not provide us. Because the Upanishad here talks about only the person who is burnt after death. Naturally, we will have questions. There are so many jivas whose bodies are not burnt at all. And there are other religions. They don't burn the bodies, they bury. So what should be our argument then? The Agni Devata will not give them the sukshma avastha stula shariram, and so they should not all be liberated at all. That will be our argument, right? According to this. So the question number one is, what will happen to the sharirams that are not offered to Agni? Then another question, what about Hindus who die and whose bodies are not offered to Agni? They may die in an accident as a victim, or they may be sunk in waters. We don't know. Or even for those Hindus who are burnt, but who have not done any rituals, oblations, etc., what sariram can Agni give those people? And the next question will be, what will happen to a woman who never do any such ritualistic oblations at all? And next question, what about all other animals and plants? So about all these questions, the Upanishad does not address them in this place. That is why we said this is not to teach one how rebirth takes place. About all these questions, Upanishad does not. So then what are we to understand here?
we have to understand that we need not understand those details. But understand that what we should do. Even all the others also will get Jaliya Shariram or Sukshma Bhuta Stula Shariram according to their own karma. And here only a specific case is discussed about all those Vaidikas whose bodies are burned and who have offered lot of oblations, etc. That is how we should understand. Because the aim is what? Panchagni Vidya Upasana. So that was what was said earlier. It's a Upasana. Remember that this portion is for upasana and not for understanding life after death. What Upasana? Agni converts the Jala Shariram into Manusha Shariram. Therefore, Agni is very great and Agni Tattvam is a Uttama Tattvam. That is Upasana. And another Prayojanam is Vairagya Praptyartham. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam is not worth having. So this Upanishad itself will tell at the end. Atha Jugupseta. Therefore, one should get Vairagyam. Not for research and all that. Okay, so what is the first Agni of the five Agnis? That is said in the fourth section. Let us read. Asau Vava Lokaha Gautam Agnihi. The heaven is the first Agni. Asau Vava Lokaha. Asau Lokaha. So the Devas, they take the Jala Shariram. Jala Shariram is predominantly, it's still composed of the five elements, but predominantly water. So that's called Jala Shariram. To the first symbolic Agni called heavens. Here also Shankaracharya gives a warning. Jaliya Shariram does not mean pure water. Just now what I said. All Panchabhudas are there. But Jala Pradana Panchabhutatvad Jala Shariram Ityuchyate. That's how he explains. Because even our present physical body is Jala Pradanam only. So it's up Shariram. Up means water. And in each stage, the Upanishad imagines the Agni by pointing out that if Swarga or heaven is the Agni, then what must be the fuel, the flame, the wind, all that? All are high imaginations meant for Upasana. Be careful. So if you look at the first mantra, it says, Aditya Eva Samit. Aditya, the sun is the fuel. Rashmayaha Dumaha. The rays of the sun, they are the smoke. Chandramasaha Angaraka, Angaraha. The moon is like the glowing embers of the fire, of the heaven. And Nakshatrani Vispulingaha, the stars are the sparks. Vispulingaha means the sparks of the fire. So we are not going into these details because since we are not concentrating on the Upasana part, but concentrating on the Vairagya part. And what happens there? Deva Shraddham Jukhvati, Devaha. Shraddham Jukhvati in the next mantra. So the first Agni is heaven. Here Shraddha. So Jaliya Shariram taken from the Agni. Shraddha is not faith. We have to be careful of the meaning. Shraddha means Jaliya Shariram taken from the Agni. So then what conversion takes place? Conversion Jaliya Shariram becomes Somo Raja Bhavati. The second stage is the Jaliya Shariram will convert into the Soma Shariram. Shankaracharya says, Somavat Prakashamanaha Shariram. Moon-like. The body shines like a moon. So it is called Soma Shariram. So that is the first conversion. So the first conversion is Jaliya Shariram to Soma Shariram. And what is Agni? Agni is the heavens. So Swarga Agnihi converts Jala Shariram into Soma Shariram. So once we understand the concept from this shloka, the rest four will be fairly simple. Then what is the next stage? Panjama Khandaha, let us read. Parjanyo Vava Gautam Agnihi Tasya Vayureva Samit Abram Dhumaha Vidyudarchihi Ashanirangaraha Kradanayo Vispulingaha Tasminye Tasmin Agnau Devaha Somagum Rajanam Jukhvati Tasya Ahutehe Varsham Sambhavati Iti Panchama Khandaha. Now the Jiva has got Soma Shariram now from Jala Shariram. So Somo Raja Bhavati. Here Raja is not king but Prakasha. It should be all these meanings should be felt. So Rajate, Rajate Iti Raja. So the Jaliya Shariram is converted into Soma Shariram and the Devas have put him into another Agni. Another cooking takes place.
And what is that Agni again? The deity of clouds is the fire, Parjanya, Devata. And air is the fuel, the cloud is the smoke, lightning is flame, thunder is amber, rumbling of thunder is a spark. So these are all in the sloka. I am not going to line by line meaning. So Parjanyo Vavam Gautam Agnihi, the rain or Megha Devata, the lord of the clouds. So the Soma Shariram is offered into the Parjanya Deva Devata Agni, that Agni, and the Jiva comes out as Vrishtihi Bhavati. He becomes the rain. So the rain is not just water, Jivas, many Jivas. Therefore, according to scriptures, rain contains lot of Jivas. They are not seen. Since Adi Sukshma Rupena Vartamanatvat, they are in the very, very, very subtle form. That's why we are not able to see them. So, Sukshma Bhutam Sthula Shariratvat Vrishtihi has got the Jivas. And said here, so Tasyaha Ahutehem Varshagum Sambhavati. So, each one is compared to Ahuti, oblation. So, now two Agnis are over, Swarga Agni and Parjanya Agni. And what is the third stage? Let us read the next section. Shashtakhandaha. Prithivivava Gautam Agnihi Tasya Samvatsarayeva Samite Akasho Dhumaha Ratri Rachihi Dishongaraha Avantara Disho Vishpulingaha Tasmin Yetasman Agnau Devaha Varsham Jukvati Tasya Ahutehe Annagum Sambhavati. Now, what is the shariram now? Vrishti shariram, and it is offered to the third Agni, namely Prithivivava Agnihi. So, earth is fire now, and Samvatsaras, that is going to be the fuel, and the sky, the smoke, the night is the flame, the quarters, the four directions, the ambers, and the intermediary quarters, they are the directions, the sparks. So, every time rain comes, a big yaga is happening. And what is the yaga? The devatas are doing an yajna in which they offer oblations of jiva, the vrishti sharira yukta jivaha. Jiva whose bodies are vrishti, the rains. And that vrishti enters into prithivi devata and gets converted into annam, food. So jaliya shariram, that is in swarga fire, Soma Shariram gets converted to Soma Shariram. And in Parjanya fire, that gets converted into Vrishti Shariram. And that is in the Prithvi fire. And then from in Prithvi fire, the Vrishti Shariram gets converted into Anna Shariram. And then what should happen? It is not still ready for full-fledged human being, right? So further refinement is required. And so what is the next fire? We are not giving the details here again. Since it is all for Upasana, what are the embers, fuel and all that thing, it's all in the slokas. People can just read it they want. So it can be directly from the shloka itself. And now let us read the next section, Saptama Khandaha. Purusho Vava Gautam Agnihi Tasya Vageva Samite Prano Dhumaha Jikvarchihi Chakshurangaraha Shrotram Vispulingaha Tasmin Yetasmin Agnau Devaha Annan Jukvati Tasya Ahutehe Retahasam Bhavati. So here man is the fire, the speech is the fuel. Outgoing breath is smoke, tongue is flame, eye is amber, ear is spark, they are all given in the shloka. I am just only mentioning them. So now, Anna Sharira Yukta Jivaha is offered to the fourth fire. And what is that fire? Purusho Vava Gautam Agnihi. It goes to a male, a human being. Because we are talking about only human rebirth. Again, understand, because it's not all other things. So, this does not explain the rebirth of plants or animals or any of those things, or all the other living beings. So, we are discussing only the human condition, and that also a Vaidika human, not every human. Because the name is Panchagni Upasana and not rebirth. Therefore, it goes to a male human being. What goes to a male human being? Anna Shariram. And after it goes through his system, it gets converted into Retaha, the Purusha Bijam, the sperm, which gets converted to the Shariram of another Jiva. So, Jaliya Shariram to Soma Shariram to Vrishti Shariram to Anna Shariram, and Anna Shariram in the Purusha fire becomes Retaha or Bija Shariram. So, with this, the fourth Agni is also over. So, the man fire, we can call it the man fire, he's got a unique power
to convert the food into retaha, sperm, which is capable of becoming another human being. Okay. And we should remember carefully, the male does not produce a jiva. These are all concepts, subtle concepts. Man does not produce a jiva. The jiva has come down all the time. The male does not even produce a sperm. The male's job is only to convert the anna shariram into reta shariram, food to retaha. The jiva continues to be all the time. Therefore, according to scriptures, Purusha also contains jiva in him. But he cannot produce a jiva, he can convert annam to retaha only, the sperm. So the final stage can be only through a woman. And therefore, retaha sambhavati. Here also the fuel, the flame, smoke, they are all given. We don't have to go through those details. So what is the fire which has to convert the reta sharira jiva into purusha shariram or manusha shariram, which is the job of the mother. So that is why she is supposed to be a very, very great entity in the human, in the entire creation. Because the final stage can happen only through a mother. The fifth fire, we will read. Ashtamakhandaha. Yosha vavagauta magnihi tasya uparatayeva samite upamantrayate sa dhumaha yoni rarchihi yadantak karoti tengaraha Abhinandavishpulingaha tasmin yetasmin agnau deva reto jihvati tasya ahuter garbaha sambhavati iti ashtamakhandaha. Now the fifth oblation into the fifth fire, which is done by the male human being. The idea is what? Begetting children itself is taken as an ahuti, an oblation, an yajna. The oblation of what? The fourth stage jiva, namely the retas. The reta sharira yukta jivaha, retaha vinsama, is offered into the female. And therefore, the female is taken as the fifth fire, where the retas is converted to purusha shariram, manusha shariram. So from this, another idea also has become clear, that as even the purusha bijam, the seed, is entering the woman, the purusha bijam itself is jiva. It is not that jiva is going to enter later according to shastras. It doesn't enter later. However, the understanding generally is what? That initially for the first few weeks or months of conception, it is only in the form of a fetus. It does not have life, soul or any of those. And only in the fourth month or fifth month or so, the jiva enters and life comes. But according to scriptures, there is no question of jiva entering the womb in the fourth month or in any of those times. In fact, as even the retas enters into the mother, it enters as a jiva only. So maybe in the first few months, it might not have refined enough for expression. But jiva is very much there according to scriptures. Therefore, yosha vavam gautam agnihi and tasmin etasmin agnau devaha reto jukhvati. The retas is offered into that agni and tasya ahutehe garbaha sambhavati. Conception takes place. So the five stages of jiva and five agnis we need to remember now. What are those? Jaliya shariram to soma shariram. Soma shariram to vrishti shariram. Purusha shariram to anna shariram, anna shariram to reta shariram, and then purusha varchasaha bhavati. So first conversion takes place in swarga agni. Second conversion takes place in parjanya agni. Third conversion takes place in prithivi agni. Fourth conversion in purusha agni. And fifth conversion in the stri agni, in the women. Having gone through all these five agnis, the jaliya shariram, the water pradhana shariram has become manushya shariram. Okay, then what happens? Navamakhandaha. Iti tu panchamyama hutau apaha purushavachaso bhavantiti sa ulbhavruto garbaha dashava navava masan antasayitva yavadva atajayate. Here, Pravahana Jaivali, the king, tells Gautama that my fifth question has been answered. What is the fifth question? How does the Jala Shariram, that is the Jala Pradana Shariram, gets converted to Purusha Shariram? after the fifth oblation. So, panchamyam ahutav. Okay. So, even though the main question has been answered, here Pravahana Jayavali gives some more details, even though that is not necessary. He says that garbaha, garbaha has two meanings. One is the womb of the mother is also called garbaha, and second is the child in the womb, that is also called garbaha. Here garbaha means the garbastaha shishuhu, the child, the fetus. So ulbhavrataha, it's surrounded by the ulbam, the membrane, that is garbha charma, the small, tiny, the thin membrane. And dashava, navava, masan, 10 months or 9 months, it has to live there, the fetus, it has to live there. And Shankara asked the question, why should the Upanishad gives these details? All these are known only, right? So this becomes an anuvada vakya only. No new information is given. Then Shankaracharya says, it is for vairagya siddhyartham. Because in such an uncomfortable position, and that also mala mutra, the wind mutra, the madhye, in such a place, the child has to survive in solitary confinement or rigorous imprisonment, as it were. Therefore, why should ask punarjanma again? So, get jnanam and get out. So, he says, vairagya siddhyartham kathanam. Actually, there is a beautiful shloka called Shiva Parada Shama Pratana Stotra. Very nice. Adau karma prasangat kalayati kalusham matrukukshau stitam maham vinmutra medya madye kvathayati nitaram jataro jata vedaham yadyadvai tatra dukham vyathayati nitaram shakyate kena vaktum kshantavyo me paradaha shiva 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 bhom hem Sri Mahadeva Shambho. That is the Jataragni also in the stomach of the mother. So always it is like summer only in the womb. How can do Sravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam? How can I do any of Kshantavyo me aparadaha Shiva Shiva Shambho? Okay, Sri Mahadeva Shambho. He is Shakyate Kena Vaktum. He is asking. So how can I do any of those things? Therefore, I never did all that thing, and I postponed it for after death also. How can I ever get out of this cycle? Then what happened? Again, all those things happened. Balye dukkadi rekho. So childhood went on playing. Balastavada krida saktaha. Then family setting up came. Grandchildren came. Babysitting. Both son and son and son-in-law have to work. Daughter-in-law, both son and daughter-in-law have to work. So I have to do babysitting. What happened? I could not read all that thing because of eyesight. So it goes bad. Therefore, Shankara says, vairagya siddhyartham, dashava, navava, etc. details are given here. That was the intention. So, therefore what happens? One sub-commentator, he also says, very difficult to be there even for a minute in the garbha. To be there even for a minute is difficult. 10 months or whatever is the time is extremely tough. So, Upanishad says, yavadvam atham jayate. More or less, next, it is like, it is very, very difficult. Whatever may be the time, it's extremely difficult to be there. Let us read the next mantra. Sajataha yavadayusham jivati tam pretam dishtam itaha agnayaha eva haranti yata eva itaha yataha sambhutaha bhavati. What happens after coming out, the child? He says, the Upanishad says, it's not about here and there, doing all kinds of things. So, it says, yavadayusham jivati, as long it lives, the jiva survives as much as his prarabdha lasts. Then, te pretam dishtam, when maranam comes, then who claims his body? The same agni that gave the body asked for the body back. Remember, the jaliya shariram was provided by whom? Agni devata only. And throughout, Agni Tattvam alone took him through the Panchagni and converted into Manushya Shariram. Therefore, I have only lent the body to you, Agni says. So, give it back to me. Therefore, he says, yataha itaha, from which Agni the body left and from which the body came, sambhutaha, from where it came and from where it goes, that is, everything is based on this Agni, sambhutaha. So, this is Agnayaham. Eva Karanti, Te Agneha Eva Karanti, the very same fires, they take this body. With that, is the job over? No. Because Agni Devata has got the next Shariram ready. like the dress, you know, there are so many dresses in the wardrobe. You remove one dress and put on another one. So again go up, punarapi, jananam, again, malaranam, same thing, come down, go up, come down, that goes on continuing. So without atmajnanam, entire life will not end. That is why the sixth chapter, next chapter is going to be atmajnanam chapter, very important chapter. In Panchagni Upasana, look at the process of birth and death, that cycle. We'll be seeing the palam of this upasana next. So the visible result is what? Attachment for the body will go. Because always we have the body consciousness. Identify with the body. That body consciousness has to get out. So attachment for the body will go. And one will imagine one's own body getting consumed by flames. People, when we say these things to people, they are saying, why are you saying all that thing? I don't want to hear all that. People, so now we are studying Vedanta, so we should not get scared by any of those things. So one will imagine one's own body consumed by flames, which we don't want to think now. People are going to carry the body. Maybe here some vehicle is going to carry the body. And some people might cry. Some people may be happy also. We don't know. So there is going to be mantra goshas. There may be priests reciting mantras. And someone will set the fire. And the body will be cremated. So marana bhayam will go away. They all have to be accepted. These are all processes again and again and again. Actually, you know, what is the wonder? Shankaracharya asked the questions. People in go to Kashi, Kashi is called Mahasmashana, that place. Because everybody wants to go and die in Kashi. If somebody dies in Kashi, they get mukti, it looks. So it's a big Mahasmashana is there. There will be a lot of bodies waiting to be cremated. And people will carry the body. They will always say, Ram Nam Satyaha, Ram Nam Satyaha. They will all think. But what do they think? They are going to live forever. All those who go with that body to the cremation ground, they all think they are going to be forever. That day for them also is going to come. And the same scene will be recreated. Four people will carry. Some people will set fire. The same thing is going to repeat for every jiva. So, marana bhayam will go away. It will be accepted as a fact of life. And detachment from body will naturally come. Vairagyam will come, which is extremely necessary for atmajnanam. For people to identify from the physical body, from that to identify with the atma, this jnanam is necessary. So, one has to go through this vairagyam, to get this vairagyam, and then go through atmajnanam, the sravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam part of it to gain atmajnanam. So that is the reason for explaining these things in some details. That is how Shankaracharya and other commentators interpret this particular section. So we will stop. The Panchagni Vidya is concluded now, and we will do the next section for further details of this in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwarah. Shri Krishna arpanamastu. Narayana.